things I wanted to bring up. Over the years, I grew up in St. Louis, actually in Kirkwood, and for the last 25 years I've lived in Chesterfield, Missouri. And over the years, you know, as a corporate pilot, traveled to a lot of places around the world in the U.S. And every once in a while somebody would say, well, where are you from? And I'd say, well, Chesterfield, Missouri. And you'd think, well, they're not going to recognize that as a suburb of St. Louis. They really won't know where that is. It's amazing how many people know where Chesterfield, Missouri is, not just domestically but internationally. And it's because of Spirit of St. Louis Airport. They say, that's where Spirit is. And I said, that's right. That's where Spirit is. I live about 10 minutes from Spirit. And so if you were trying to be a chamber of commerce or an economic development guy within a city or a county, this airport is a tremendous asset. You don't know when you live here how far-reaching that image goes, that image of this airport. And people who land here in this Green Valley remember it as being a very accommodating airport and the people who operate it here. So that's one of the things I wanted to stress. The next speaker we have, we're really excited, in fact, to acknowledge, is the mayor of Chesterfield, John Nations. And I asked John to come and Charlie Dooley to make a few comments. So, if John, if you would make a few comments, I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody. I am delighted, not only for myself, but on behalf of all the people of Chesterfield, to welcome you to Chesterfield for your regional forum. You know, I know that you're here to talk about business aviation, but frankly, I'd like to make a few comments about business and aviation, because they go hand in hand, particularly here in the city of Chesterfield. On August 1st, 14 years ago in 1993, if you were sitting in the chairs you're sitting in now, you would be underwater. The city of Chesterfield faced one of the most devastating consequences of the flood of 93. Our valley was swamped by the Missouri River. It swamped a lot of businesses. It swamped a lot of farms. It swamped a lot of dreams. But one of the things it did not swamp was the spirit of the people of Chesterfield and St. Louis County, which owns Spirit Airport, to make the Spirit Airport bigger and better than it ever was before. One of the most enduring images of the flood was Dick Rabko. Raise your hand, Dick. He's sitting here in the second row. Until a few weeks ago, the only director of the airport in his 43-year history. Dick Rabko was riding in a boat across the runways, right? Riding in a boat across the runway, telling the television cameras, Spirit of St. Louis Airport will be back bigger and better than ever. You have my word on it. And we said, well, okay, Dick. No, just kidding. But what the city of Chesterfield, then only 5 years old, found out was we had a very powerful partner in St. Louis County and in Spirit of St. Louis Airport. Their commitment and their dedication rebuilt Chesterfield Valley, and it sent a signal not only to the people of Chesterfield but all across this region that Chesterfield Valley would indeed be back. At that time, we had about 250 businesses and about 4,000 jobs in the valley. Now, we have over 500 businesses and more than 9,000 jobs located in Chesterfield Valley. It's an economic engine not only for my city but for the entire St. Louis region. We are very proud in Chesterfield of the partnerships we build. Our philosophy is all about consensus and cooperation. It's about partnerships and progress. It's about creating healthy business environments and in turn creating quality of life, which will not be exceeded by any community across the country. So I'm delighted to welcome you to Chesterfield. Thank you very much for having your regional forum. I wish you all the success, and I say to you, if there's anything that my staff or my office or any of us can do to enhance your experience here in Chesterfield, please only let us know. We'll be glad to make it happen. Thank you all very, very much.